Where will Micah Parsons land? Can Jerry Jones screw this up even more than he already has? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But right now, Orioles general manager Mike Elias spoke to the media over the weekend. Actually, he did Friday. He addressed many things, including his relationship with the fan base.
We are sorry that 2025 has gone this way. A lot had to go wrong, and it has. And, we're addressing that. And part of it is doing the right thing by the talent in the organization with the deadline. And we've, between the draft and the deadline, we've had an enormous injection of talent to the organization. It's going to benefit us short-term, but also long-term. And it needed to be done, and we executed well in those constraints. We have an extremely exciting group of young players on the Orioles that we've all come to enjoy, and these guys are still here. They're fighting hard. They're aware as a group of where we're at and very determined to do better going forward. So these guys are still here as the heart and soul, and they are still with us. And we have a great place to start as we build for the rest of 2025 and 2026.
Ed Norris, do you feel that an apology was necessary?
I don't know if it's necessary. I think it was a great idea, though. I think it was, instead of just ignoring the obvious that they've had a terrible season, incredibly disappointing, I think it was a smart move. And in a way, maybe it was necessary.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was more thinking about it. Because people have been obviously, clamoring to get some answers. What are we doing? What's the plan? And even up to the trade deadline, you still didn't quite know. You knew in your heart they had to make a big dump. They're going to get rid of a lot of names you knew. But I did like the explanation because it just helps. I even when I was a police chief, I was like, people have an amazing capacity for the truth. Even if it's painful, You tell people the truth, they just want to hear it.
You can deal with
it. They don't want silence. What was the biggest, criticism of Dennis Pitta after that drop last year?
We didn't hear from him.
You didn't hear from him.
He said Dennis Pitta, though. Mark Andrews.
I'm sorry. You're right. I did. How the hell did that come up? Anyway, yes. Oh, God, I'm old. Anyway, but yes. But Andrews didn't speak up. That was the biggest criticism. And I just think that was, Elias came up and said, look, things went wrong. A lot of things went wrong. I'm sorry about the season. Yeah. I think people want to hear that. And now, and they did what they had to do. You can't keep what you had and have this go on forever. Well, so what's the option? So they did it. You take a deep breath, you swallow hard, you pull the trigger, bang, and now all these guys are gone. You get a ton of prospects back, and we'll see where we go from here. But it had to happen, and I'm glad he did it. I was happy to hear that. I did like the bongos in the background. I don't know if somebody
that noise. That was sound courtesy of our good friend Rock Abaco.
Uh-huh.
And Rock does his Twitter updates, so I think that was Rock banging on the keyboard.
Was it really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what that was.
It was very rhythmic.
You and I don't need an apology, Ed.
No.
But we don't operate like everybody. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying rational and irrational. We all build differently. There's some people right there who are so heartbroken over the season.
Mm.
Imagine the financial investment that some made. The traveling. You know what I mean? The Orioles had big crowds traveling with them. They still do. But those people made financial investments. Those people sacrificed some vacation, maybe a purchase for their home, the season ticket holders. Those are the people that need apologies. They do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You owe them an apology. And I think Mike Elias knew that. And I know the people that Mike Elias surrounds himself with, and I'm not saying that he wouldn't have done it on his own, but I guarantee you those people who he surrounds himself with told him, psst, Mike, when you address the public, you better say something about this and how this went.
Yeah.
You have to
you
do
have
it.
To.
And if Mike didn't think about it when they told him, I guarantee he didn't fight it. But I'm pretty sure he probably thought about it himself as well. That was the right thing to do because there are people, we don't make the financial investment on these teams that most fans make. In our position, we don't. But I've been there before. I've been, online or on hold trying to get tickets and knowing that if I get these tickets this week, what can I not do? All right. If I travel to this When am I not? There are people who make those real decisions.
Absolutely they do. I think most people make those decisions. You know, we always talk about disposable income dollars for entertainment, and that's the decisions you make. If I do this, well, then we can't go out Friday night, but we can go to the game and have, you know, they have that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot. And then when you have a disappointing season where you're not having, you know, there's no good product on the field, that sucks.
And that's a position that you don't want to be in. I don't want to have to apologize to anybody. I never want to have to apologize to anybody. I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when your apology means you were wrong.
Yeah.
You did something wrong.
Yes.
Something didn't go the way you planned for it to go. Even when you thought you were right, it didn't go that way. And other people were involved in it. Other people were hurt by it. So there you have to have an apology. So to me, hats off to him for doing the right thing. Now, for me, and I think I can speak for you as well, Ed, on this. You know what the ultimate apology is for me?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be here again. That's the ultimate apology. The ultimate apology for me is next year be 61-51 right now instead of 51-61. You never have to say a word to me.
Yeah.
Show me. I don't need words. Just show me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's pivot.
Pivot.
Yeah. Make it about face, man. Let's go. You know, so the rest of the season is going to be different because you don't have all the guys you expect to have, but I get it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to, what's that, Spree?
Yeah, Spree.
Spree, what's up? Spree, Spry. What's up, Spry?
What's up, Spry?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Can you turn your radio down?
No, I'm on a speaker
okay.
Outside.
All right.
Yeah, it's my first time calling you guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, this goes all the way back to 2022.
Okay.
You know, when we first started getting good and we realized that we had a good team. And remember, we was kind of like in the playoff picture, but kind of out.
Uh-huh.
And he let it roll and didn't do anything. Now, we did win the division. But then that year, too, he sat pat. And last year, he did the same thing and then had two terrible off seasons. And, of course, we didn't re-sign the pitcher, of course, he got hurt, but that was a blessing in disguise. But
Spry, let's go back to 2022. Your timeline is wrong, man, because they got good after the trade deadline. After they got rid of people, they got good. After the trade deadline, they won like five in a row, and if I'm seven in the next eight or something like that, that's when they got better. They were under 500 or right at 500 on the trade deadline. That's when they got better. So the timing on that is not correct. They became an above 500 team after the trade deadline.
Okay, I thought it was right before the All-Star break, and then we rolled in. Okay,
No. They were right around 500 at the trade deadline, the end of July, and then they went over 500 after that because they went on a run. Because I remember telling everybody's crying over, oh, they're going to trade Trey Mancini, and I remember Ed, you made too. This team might get better after that because you got better guys behind him who are going to play. You didn't want to trade Lopez. Yeah, you do want to trade Lopez because the real closer is this guy named Bautista. Remember those conversations?
Absolutely.
And Bautista became, for a while, the best closer in baseball.
100%.
So this didn't happen in 20. He didn't do anything wrong in 2022. Team became better after they dumped some people off in 2022.